Gnostics that the only time we ever heard about lepers was in Bible readings like ours today. So it was perhaps inevitable when I first met someone suffering from Hansen's disease, otherwise known as leprosy, that the words unclean, unclean kept running through my head. And stupid though it sounds, I remember thinking to myself, thank goodness we're in Japan. I won't have to shake his hand. I can simply bow towards him. I was aware of a reflexive fear that made me want to turn and run away. But after that first encounter, I went once a week to help out at the refuge for those with the disease. In the beginning, I had to battle feelings of repugnance. And even after I got to know the residents and realized how kind and wonderful they were, there was still something within me that recoiled when I looked at their disfigurement. Here in the US, I think many of us have the same reaction to burn victims or others with physical deformities. It sometimes takes a real effort to realize that their problems are literally skin deep, and that their appearance says nothing about what kind of people they are. In a curious way, however, people with visible wounds are often better off than those of us who are seemingly in good shape. We hide our imperfections, but those whose flaws are immediately visible, unless they hide themselves from the world, can't conceal their outer blotches and blemishes. Unlike us, they cannot deny that there is room for healing in their lives. Admitting the truth about yourself as any member of Alcoholics Anonymous or any other 12-step program will tell you is a first and necessary condition for change. As our gospel says, if you want to, you can heal me. Those of us with hidden handicaps often try to deny our need to be healed and made clean. A bit like my sister who gets up early to scrub and polish on the days when her cleaning lady comes because she doesn't want to be thought of someone who has a dirty house. But dirt gets into all our houses, and we are all profoundly blemished. I'd like to suggest that many of us who, on the surface, seem okay, do suffer from what I've called hidden handicaps. If we look hard into the mirror in the morning, we can see that we aren't perfect human specimens. And I'm not talking about fat or wrinkles. I'm talking about sin and failure, lies and deceptions, bitterness and jealousy, vanity and fakery. And naturally, when we see those defects, we get scared and want to hide them from others. Sometimes we even try to hide them from God. For example, how many of us older folks here have not had the experience of editing our confessions a bit, cleaning them up to slip them past the priest? If we try to hide our disabilities from God, then we're sadly deluded. For God in Jesus Christ didn't come to save us because everything about us seems okay, but because we desperately need God's love and God's grace. Our interior afflictions are not so much to be hidden and repressed as transformed. It's only our denial that prevents the cure. As tenderly and as lovingly as Jesus reached out and cured the leper, so will our God reach out and touch us. The gospel words, "Of course I want to heal you," are addressed as much to us as to the leper in the story. But it doesn't end there. If Christ is indeed our way, our truth, and our life, then we are called to go and bring healing to others. And our life, and then there are many ways to do this. If any of you are wondering what to give up for Lent this year, instead of giving something up, try taking something up. Go visit the sick, comfort the lonely, feed the hungry, make peace with the person you swore you'd never speak to again, bring healing wherever you go. The prayer of the gospel leper becomes our own in the prayer we make before every communion. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but say the word and I shall be healed. But say the word and I shall be healed. May those words come newly alive for us as we continue with our Eucharist. Please join me in the Nicene Creed, which you will find on the inside cover of your blue hymnals.